online and on FM.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Can now size the threat and Phase 1 Youth Radio.
Wait, let me explain something to you.
Part of the Canal Side Community Radio Network.
Year 7 students from Titherington School were given the opportunity to learn how to report for radio. These students attended two-hour workshops to learn how to report science. Science is often badly reported in the news, but that's not surprising since scientific papers are usually hard to read and interpret, especially for young people. The students were given science articles from the British Medical Journal and taught how to extract the relevant information needed for their radio piece. This is something the students wouldn't normally be doing until much later in their education. They were then asked to think about how the science impacted themselves and their school and write a radio script reporting their findings. They were given 3 journal articles on the dangers of salt, sun and fast foods in 3 different countries. Here's what they found.
Did you know, although salt is essential, too much can be fatal. 1 gram of salt to each kilogram of body weight is deadly.
However, if you drink too much water, you can flush out the essential salt in your body.
Yeah. Hello, we're Ben, Sam, Izzy, Millie and Katie, and we're students from Titherington School. We're here to talk to you about salt intake, how it can affect your health, and how some people in China reduce salt intake of 140 children in their families to create a healthier lifestyle. So stay tuned to learn how you could greatly improve your health.
Too much salt in your food can cause cardiovascular disease, which may lead to disability or even death. We asked some of our students whether they added salt to everyday meals. We discovered that 10 out of 16 people did add salt.
We also asked our school cooks about added salt, and they said that there is a school policy on healthy eating and salt. Salt intake in China is the highest in the world, so scientists have tried to reduce salt intake by telling children about how salt is bad for their health. 280 children were involved in the study. They were split into two groups.
One group received an education program about salt consumption. This group lowered the salt intake of not only themselves, but their families as well. The second didn't receive the program, and their salt intake stayed the same.
We hope you think twice about putting salt on your fish and chips. Do you really want to take the risk? Next time, think carefully when you add extra salt to your meal.
I've tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave, 'cause you make my heart race. Shot me out of the sky, you're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak, yeah, frozen. Get out, get out of my head, and fall into my arms instead.
Did you know?
The flags placed on the sun by American astronauts have now turned white due to radiation from the sun.
The sun's light takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds to reach Earth.
As well as your skin, even your eyeballs can become sunburned. So remember your sunglasses.
Everyone. We are students from Titherington School, and today we have me, Shauna, Lauren, Jake, Ruby and James. Listen to Jake to hear more news.
We're here to share the amazing new research all the way from Australia, which is that there's a massive increase of kids getting skin cancer when they're older.
The other information that's been found is that Australian kids have installed life-saving sun shelters in 51 schools around the country.
They measured the average of children using the shelters, and it's only 2.6 more than before. The research shows that the shelters are handy for secondary schools because the vast majority do less activity and instead just sit and chat.
When we questioned a small group of our friends asking if they wear hats and sun cream outside in the summer when it's incredibly hot or on holiday, they said yes, but they didn't wear it for school.
The reason that we as kids don't wear sunscreen for school is because we're too lazy and we don't think about life in the future. Another point is that we don't really like the smell and stickiness, but you at home think that is probably ludicrous.
The risk of skin cancer when not wearing sun cream is extremely high and dangerous. The skin cancer rate in Australia has gone up enormously.
A whopping two-thirds of people are diagnosed with skin cancer by the age of 70. The population is getting bigger, therefore more people are getting skin cancer, but more are surviving longer.
I hope you found our points interesting, you've understood them and taken them into consideration. What are your thoughts about having sun shelters in the UK?
Open.
Did you know?
Subway actually has more stores than McDonald's, serving 7.6 million subs every day. And each year, they make enough sandwiches to wrap around the world 14 times.
Until recently, fast food chain Subway made its sandwiches using bread that contained the same chemical used to make yoga mats.
And I'm here with Ella, Jake, Harrison and Oscar. We are a group of Year 7 students from the amazing Titherington School. We've been researching some really exciting information to share with you.
We studied a British medical journal about 200 adults and over 300 children eating in nearly 90 fast food restaurants across America.
So Jake, what did the study find?
The study found that both children and adults underestimated the amount of calories in their food.
Can you tell us why this is, Jake?
Fast food producers don't advertise the amount of calories in their food, meaning people don't know what they are eating.
What is the worst fast food restaurant?
Subway advertise their meals as healthy food, yet their meals have more calories than a McDonald's burger or fries.
What are the problems with high calorie content?
High calorie content can lead to diabetes and other health problems. Having high cholesterol makes this worse.
So, Ella, how does obesity affect our health?
Obesity can lead to diabetes, which causes many health problems. Being obese can lead to high cholesterol and heart problems.
The message here is watch what you are eating and try to eat healthier. How would you feel if you didn't know what you were eating?
I hope this has raised awareness of some of the potential dangers we face every day and educate you on how to protect yourself. This has been Phase 1 Radio reporting for Canalside.
Broadcasting across the Canalside Community Radio Network.
Oh, is this thing on?
This is Phase 1 Radio and Canalside's The Thread.
Oh, this is more exciting than that time I get to ride the washing machine.